Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
8 seconds to go. The Pacers are not going to call a timeout. Haliburton has it with 3, driving with 2, pulling up, and hitting with 3/10 of a second to go. How many more times can this team do that?
Oh, those cardiac Pacers, man, that call courtesy of the Indiana Pacers Radio Network, pulling out a 111-110 victory at OKC last night. Help us talk about that and the NBA Finals. Brad Knight, host of the Pacers Post-Up Podcast on the Believe Network. Brad, I am sure you are flowing today after that game.
Absolutely riding high, gentlemen. I don't know how you couldn't be. It was another stunner, but I don't know why we should be stunned.
Yeah, so I want you to be honest. Did you where were you mentally? Did you have any hope that they were going to win that game, or is it like at this point, as long as they're within 20, and honestly, even 20 or more, it feels like that's not a safe lead. Is it at the point where you just kind of expect it now? Because once you make this many comebacks, it's like, you know, how you just kind of wait for it.
We're still stunned. You know, it's one of those things where. We're sitting there at a watch party last night. My brother, who's the co-host on the podcast with me, obviously it was a really ugly first half. And we started to chip away a little bit in the third quarter. And I think it was end of third, early fourth, where I kind of looked over. I said, we can win this game. There was a little bit of momentum that started to turn in our favor. And I felt like the Thunder let us hang around for a little bit too long. They didn't have one of those flash runs that extended the lead out to 20, 24 points, something like that, which, again, the Pacers have come back, so you never really want to say they're totally out of it, but I felt like it just hovered around, you know, 10, 12 points in there for a little bit too long, and once we started to see the ball go through the net, we get hot, and the rest, as they say, is history, another historic comeback, and we've done it now in each of the series thus far in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's absurd. And it's like, it was only matched by the Knicks, and then they did it to the Knicks. So, I feel like the guy in this playoff run for the Pacers that's going to get overlooked, at least nationally, I'm sure he's getting talked about a lot locally, is Aaron Nesmith. You know, I remember when he was drafted by the Celtics, and they just really had nowhere to, you know, put him. Like, they just couldn't get him on the court. They moved him in a trade. And then for a while, it felt like he only played well against the Celtics. It was kind of funny to watch that. But, you know, there was the game where he hit the 6 threes in the fourth quarter or whatever it was against the Knicks. I think that was game one. But, you know, even last night, yeah. It's like when they need a shot, he just hits shots, right? And you need a guy like that when you're in a game where you're just down 15, 12, they make a little bit of a run, and he just always seems to be the guy that hits that shot to kind of stem the tide, keep things close, and then you allow for that run late in the game.
There's no doubt about it. He has been the surprise standout player for this Pacers team really the entire postseason. And he's our highest volume three-point shooter. He's been shooting right at 50% this postseason from deep. He goes 3 of 7 last night. and hits a big corner three that cut it to six on the left-hand side there. And he's doing it consistently. And I think that was the biggest challenge when we got him from the Celtics, as you referenced, was we didn't really know what we had. That was a trade that we get, you know, we ship out.
That was the Brogdon trade, right? Yeah.
It was Malcolm Brogdon, and we got four or five players back in that deal and a first-round pick. Nesmith was essentially a throw-in, but he was a lottery guy that was billed as a shooter coming out of Vanderbilt. We played him out of position at the four really early on in his tenure with this team, but he has grown into this perfect complement to what Tyrese Haliburton does. He is a high-energy 3-and-D player that runs the floor, is comfortable getting out in pace, and has obviously shown up on the biggest stage here in this postseason run. And that is not even saying anything about what he's done defensively, because if you look at the shooting on the one end of the floor, he's been almost just as impressive on the opposite end, picking up, you know, maybe the team's first or second best primary, you know, star, just depending upon the matchup, and Nembhard usually draws the other assignment. So Aaron Nesmith's absolutely been a dog this postseason, and we're going to need more of that if this series is going to go the way Pacers fans want it to.
So what's the secret sauce with the Pacers, man? Like the that never-quit mentality, does it come from Coach Rick Carlisle? Is it one of the leaders on the court?
Yeah, I think you have to start with Tyrese Haliburton. The moment that we brought him in from Sacramento, something changed inside of this organization. I think, yes, Rick Carlisle deserves a lot of credit because Rick, as a coach, has played a number of different styles, particularly on the offensive floor, end of the floor, and we have seen him really hand over the keys to Tyrese and say, you know what, we're not going to call plays. We're going to embrace this idea of controlled chaos, playing more random, letting Tyrese read the defense and react. And it's really worked by and large. And I think it makes us a very difficult team to game plan for. And then you add in the added pressure of us hitting shots, late game runs, the heroics that we've now put on tape, really dating all the way back to the month of March, because it hasn't just been in the postseason. We had 9 victories where we were down double digits, really starting in the month of March. And so it's Tyrese Haliburton. The guy's attitude, he's the most positive player. I don't know why the league doesn't want to embrace him as a quote-unquote superstar or potential face of the league. He gives you a little bit of everything. And so it, for me, starts with him.
I did see a tweet that Tyrese reminded him of that Urkel scene where he's playing basketball, and I can't get it out of my mind now. I do love Tyrese, though. He's so much fun to watch. He's so lanky. Like, he can always get to the rim, and it's watching him and Shea on the same court is fascinating because both guys have the ability to make shots that you feel like they shouldn't be able to make. Like, I've watched, like, the end of that game. Like, one of the reasons I thought the Thunder were going to hang on was because every time Shai Gilgeous-Alexander goes to the rim, it's like there's 17 bodies around him, arms waving in the air. He just kind of floats in the air and just casually knocks it in. I mean, that's got to be – I mean, obviously the Pacers won, so you kind of come away from that happy, but that's got to be infuriating to watch when you're just like, that's not bad defense. He just makes insane shots, and I think Tyrese is of that vein too. Like, that's one of the things that makes him impossible to guard is he just makes shots from angles that you just that don't make sense.
Both of these guys are really shifty. As you said, the word lanky, they're able to kind of almost wow you in terms of, it's not the Kyrie Irving or Steph Curry handle necessarily. SGA has a couple of moments like that, but it's the body control. It's the positioning. You use the word angle. There's certainly a lot of that floating around. Tyrese is a bit herky-jerky. There are times where he gets a little hitchy in his shot. He'll just throw up a floater sort of unsuspectingly. And then you've got SGA, the league MVP, obviously a guy that, you know, is putting on a historic year from a scoring perspective. He gets up 30 shots last night and goes off for 38 points. We were talking about, you know, in our lead into the series, hammer the over. But this is a little bit of what the Pacers do with the other team's stars. We saw big games from Giannis, Donovan Mitchell in the second round, obviously Brunson and Cat in the Eastern Conference Finals. And Shai really did get his, as they say, last night. But we're just trying to make it difficult. You're never going to stop a guy like that. And if that's what you're going to try to do, I think you're in for a long series. And we still may be, because he's otherworldly. But these guys are just masters of their craft, as they would say. And they both do it in a little bit of a more unique way. And I think on Tyrese's side, it's why people just aren't sure what to make of him. It doesn't look like the prototypical superstar. He's a little scrawny. He's a little hitchy, lanky, unconventional. But you really can't argue the results right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Well, Brad, we know Indiana stole that game last night there in OKC. Expect that next matchup, the Thunder, going to come out guns a-blazing. How do you think the Pacers can weather the storm and have a shot at stealing two on the road?
To me, it starts with ball security. We got to value the ball. Really, in a game where you have 19 first-half turnovers, the Thunder took 18 more shots in the first half than we did. That's not a winning recipe. And we all know about OKC's ball pressure, their ability to get into passing lanes. They switch everything. They're swarming you. I mean, I think about Lou Dort, Alex Caruso, Cason Wallace. These guys are really taking away the airspace for us. So we have to figure out how to play a cleaner brand of basketball. We only had 6 turnovers in the second half, so I think we may have found something to kind of hang our hat on going into this second game. But we can't expect to just pull out late game miracle after late game miracle. Even though we've had success doing it, I don't think it's what's going to ultimately get us over the hump in this final series. So I would start with ball security, and then it's shoot your shot, right? We looked a little hesitant early in the game. I saw a couple of things that were out of character for our guys, putting the ball on the floor when they probably should have just taken the open look. We are a team predicated on, if you have the open look, everybody has the green light. And that goes all the way down to our 9th, 10th man. We saw Ben Shepherd and Thomas Bryant hit some critical threes last night. And these are guys that I'm sure the typical NBA fan across the country doesn't know who they are. But it's a green light for everybody on this roster. And we've got to shoot the open looks and trust that our historic shooting is going to hold up. We have 46% from three last night. And I think that is really what was able to push us over the hump late.
Brad, you know, it's interesting because the 25-7 turnover margin for the Pacers and the Thunder, it's incredible that the Pacers pulled it out. But then you do a little bit more deep diving. I mean, the Thunder took 16 more shots, but what really stands out is the boards, rebounding. Indiana killed OKC last night. I know that OKC's used their size at different times, but, you know, their two centers with Chet and Hartenstein didn't play as many minutes as you would have expected. So Indiana takes giant advantage, out-rebounding them 56-39 last night. And someone that had a really quiet, great game was Pascal Siakam, but he's been that way throughout the entire postseason. He won the Eastern Conference Finals MVP award, but 19-10 from Pascal. And, you know, throughout the postseason, he's been around, you know, he hasn't really reached the double-digit rebounding mark, but he had some really big boards last night on top of the scoring that he added.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And I think it'll be interesting to see the game of adjustments here for Mark Daigneault and Rick Carlisle, because we saw an adjustment going into last night. You referenced it. Hartenstein and Chet didn't play as much, and Hartenstein was pulled out of the starting lineup, which really, as observers of the team and guys that have been watching this closely, I think Ryan and I were both a little bit stunned that they made that adjustment on the front side of this series. But Siakam really made him pay, and this is a guy who said it. He is the epitome of consistency. Nothing that he does is super flashy, but he will run all game long. He's gotten himself in great conditioning over the last 18 months since he arrived from Toronto, and he just does all the little things really well. He's in the right position, and I think, you know, just in terms of talking about how impactful the rebounding was, I remember a play from last night where Andrew Nembhard hit the step back three on Shea a couple of possessions prior, tried to go back to that left wing three again and shorted it. Pascal Siakam crashes from the left-hand side, gets that rebound for a putback, and that was actually the bucket that closed us within one, 109-110 down the stretch. So he's just somebody that's not going to get a lot of the limelight because he's pretty subdued, understated, not the flashiest of players, but he really just finds a way to impact the game. And last night, because of the shot disparity, we needed to clean up the glass. And he did a great job of it. Offensive rebounds down the stretch. There were two huge ones in the fourth quarter. And the one I just mentioned was probably the biggest one that set the stage for the Halliburton heroics there late.
Yeah, I've got a stat for you before you go. I just want to hear your reaction to it. Over the last 20 years of regular season playoff basketball, I've been over about 25,000 plus games. The Pacers last night are the only team to ever win a game that they led for less than 1 second of the entire game. I think that's special, I think.
It is emblematic of this entire ride. I think, you know, my brother and I, we keep telling our fans, don't take this for granted. This is one of the most improbable, unbelievable playoff runs that we have seen from a team of really lovable guys. The city is wrapping their arms around this team, and I'll tell you what, we are just having fun and trying to enjoy it because we're seeing things that have never been done, obviously, and that stat is a great example of it. So it's just been a heck of a lot of fun, and we're going to continue to ride this wave as long as we can.
Brad, thanks so much for your time. Yeah, and the Pacers, we've been enjoying the run they've been on. Hope it continues on. Game two on Sunday. We'll be keeping in contact with you, too. Great stuff. Appreciate your time, man.
Yep, really appreciate you guys having me on, and go Pacers.
Thanks, Brad.
That was Brad Knight, host of the Pacers Post Up podcast on the Believe Podcast Network. You can hear him and his brother there. They are also on X at Pacers Post Up. Follow their action for the latest on the NBA series between Pacers and the Thunder.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.